Yo, 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 you know what this is. Another week, we back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man, let's go. Let's go. You know what it is. We back. It's a big night tonight. It's a whole lot of shit going on. And we are in the sports den. We can't be nowhere else but in the sports den. So you know who we got here with us. The number one sport heads on Spotify. Number one sport heads on Anchor. The number one sport heads in the world. We got Mike and Quan in the building, man. Give it up for my boy, man. You already know.
What's that?
You already know.
We're going to jump right into who going to win the matchup tonight between L.A. and Dallas. That's not the Lakers. We're talking about the Clippers. And the Dallas Mavericks.
Damn, the Lakers, man. My boy King James, I'm with you forever, my nigga. I'm with you forever. Took them out, OG.
Yeah.
They took them out, man.
Who y'all got tonight? I mean, at 3:30. In the next 30 minutes, who y'all got? The Clippers or y'all got the Mavericks?
Clippers.
And why?
They woke up. Kawhi might be the... Figured it out. He put on a show in the other night, and we're going to go home. He might bring somebody with him today, but he finally did what he was getting paid to do the other night. And yep. I think he's going to carry it over in the game seven, because they took him lightly, and now they're starting to figure out this team is not no joke, and we got to come to play.
They ain't to be played with.
No. Luka Doncic is a problem.
He a big problem.
Man, I didn't think that boy was going to be like that. I thought they was hyping him up when
like
he started cracking.
Like
they do. Like they hype him. Nah, it's all the hype is real.
It's real.
It ain't no hype.
Look at that nigga. I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. But they are losing game seven.
What are you saying?
They are losing game seven.
Is going down. Hey, I told Quan, Luka going to drop 50 on him today.
He's going to have to, and he still might lose.
PG and Kawhi going for 70 today, at least.
They gonna have to do 70.
Yeah,
they gonna have to drop 70.
They might drop a little bit more because they gonna have to.
They might have to drop 80.
Because Luka gonna drop about 40 today.
Yeah, he gonna come to play.
He gonna drop 40 plus.
Atlanta on Philly's ass right now though.
Oh yeah.
Speaking
of that, Trae Young was traded for Luka Doncic.
Yes, he was.
One of the very few times, probably both teams got what they needed.
Trae Young is perfect in Atlanta and fit, and Doncic is perfect in Dallas and fit.
That was like a perfect trade off,
straight from Dirk Nowitzki to Luka Doncic, and Atlanta needed Trae Young.
Needed somebody, and he's the perfect somebody for the ATL.
Okay.
Do y'all think that Trae Young really brings like a new? He brought a new attitude to Atlanta.
Most definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
Doncic would have been a good player, but he don't fit the.
Mm-hmm. The culture.
Yeah, but he fits Dallas.
He fits for Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas is more in. Well, Dallas and Atlanta is international.
Definitely.
Yep. You know, international city.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Atlanta is more of like the.
It's
more like a rap.
It's like a hip hop. It's a young
where
culture.
Dallas,
it's a young city.
The basketball wise, with them having Dirk and stuff, is like they popular with that. And to have a Luka, that's like another international star that would just be perfect for them. Yeah. From the transition, like he said, from Dirk right over to Luka, boom.
Yeah, I like the trade.
Most trades ain't win, but that one was.
It was.
Neither team got the bad end of that deal. It didn't work out perfect for them.
Yeah. We're going to shift gears. What did y'all think about the Lakers and Phoenix? Did y'all like the outcome, or was y'all disappointed in the outcome?
I was disappointed.
Devin Booker showed his ass.
I was, you know, if you ain't a Lakers fan, clearly if you weren't a Lakers fan, you're pretty happy.
Hey, but I'll tell you the difference. Chris Paul hurt his shoulder first game. He didn't give up.
Yep.
He was still out there playing, couldn't hardly move his shoulder. LeBron James gave up on his team.
What?
Oh,
you,
shit.
Oh, you saying
it?
I'm going to ask y'all, game five, he left early, and game six, he didn't shake their hand. Was that a problem for y'all?
I think he lost in his mind. I'll give you that, Mike.
Man, Jake
when
Crowder,
you start, not,
Jake
when you,
Crowder
when
like
you,
a
when
superstar.
You show unsportsmanship, you're upset. You're clearly mad. You in your feelings.
You're in your feelings?
He showed that. That's what he just in his feelings.
Playing game five.
He human, though, ain't he?
A man went up for a layup. He pushed dude out of bounds. His man run back down court and hit a three in the corner up five.
Yeah.
And there was still a minute and a half left. He didn't even run back down. Same man in the next game.
Yep.
Standing at the three-point line. He just looking at him like,
Yep.
And turn around. Didn't even make an effort to go out and challenge the shot. Jay Crowder.
Not starting off aggressive in games. Like, he could have went down. But he could have went down the way Kawhi was playing. You see the way he was actually aggressive? Yeah. He didn't look like he was aggressive. He was quitting, not running back on plays. Like,
staying up watching them damn games.
You miss,
man. Nigga,
you
trip.
Missing shots, everybody's going to get.
Right.
But effort is defense. And if you're not playing defense, you're not putting forth effort.
AD falling all over the damn play.
Hey, look,
shit, man.
That's what y'all
damn,
Bobby
man.
Calling for, you know.
Wait, what he call
him? Anthony Street Clothes well, Davis.
Yeah, but when the motherfucker stay in the street clothes, money stay in the damn athletic wear.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. Look. He didn't cut that fucking eyebrow, did he? He cut that fucking eyebrow. That's why the fuck he losing.
Anthony Street Clothes Davis.
Yeah. And the other guys weren't that good either, but I can't just sit here and talk about them. Because if your superstar not showing no effort, you feel me?
The team is not going to be motivated.
In game six, when they actually start coming back, it was because of Schroeder and Mathis just start playing defense like crazy for them to even get going.
Mm. A superstar, when Devin Booker was going off in the first quarter, LeBron James was supposed to raise his hand and say, look, let me take him, see if I can slow him down. He wouldn't even guard Jay Crowder.
And that nigga Snoop say, and nigga Snoop Dogg say, he say, I'm just saying, these niggas suck.
Snoop was hot, man.
He said, we suck, man. Yeah. What it is, man.
And boy, Snoop just knew that was going back to the top.
Yo.
Couldn't get out the first round.
But look, what's crazy. LeBron's 3 years in L.A. First year, no playoffs, no AD.
Yep.
Second year, the bubble and AD championship. This year,
man,
no AD.
Go.
Oh, God.
What you saying, my boy?
I'm saying he better come show something next year because he is on a hot seat. Because right now, it is not looking good.
It's not looking good. I mean, you got to be honest. I don't give a fuck. Hey, man, we deal with common sense over here. Yeah. We deal with practical facts. I'm a practical person.
Nope.
Yeah. Mike lost, but he didn't give up.
Hey, my boy LeBron, my boy. It ain't nothing we got to tell you.
Yeah.
You already know what time it is. You got the same face now.
Yeah.
Now you got to really come back and put in work, man.
He does.
We're going to shift gears to the next series. What was y'all thought on the Denver and Portland outcome? Did y'all think Michael Porter stepped his game up?
He did.
I was telling y'all about that the other day. He was trying to get that money, trying to get to that bag.
And for real, people don't understand, he would have been like the number one, number two pick in the draft, but it was because of his back. Like,
yeah, his back was messed up.
For real, it's like a...
Denver got lucky.
He like a mini KD for real. He just need to get bigger.
You gonna put that pressure on it?
Not KD now. I'm talking about young KD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Young KD.
Yeah, not like he had a
that's
KD
That's why I'm saying
now.
It's like a coming out part for him to show what he got.
Denver has a chance to really be a threat with him, Jokic, and Murray.
Yeah.
That is a three-head combo that has a chance to have three legit superstars. All homegrown, in-house.
No super team, they all started there.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Jokic, there was no answer for the half of Jokic.
No.
Yeah.
Not his soul.
When the game was on the line, he took over. One way or another. And it ain't all scoring. He's one of the best passers in the league playing the center position.
And for some reason, Austin Rivers had, like, one of the best series of his
life. Yeah, he did.
Sitting at home with nowhere in Denver when I got it.
Monte Morris was balling too.
Yeah, he balling.
Especially 5 and 6. He got over like 25 both games. I was like, Monte.
Yeah. Hey, what y'all think about Dane dropping 55 on
him?
He
had no help.
Dane time.
Same thing as Steph Curry. He had no help.
We're gonna give it to y'all. Do y'all think he needs to move?
No, they need to give him somebody.
No, they need to give him something to play around.
They not ready to fire the coach.
Moving ain't always the damn key.
No.
That's what they were asking.
I know you ain't saying that's what it is, but they're asking. Sometimes you got to start building people around what you got that's great already.
Okay.
You got to have
Spin the bag.
And they find
get what
the
you need. Get the championship, man.
Yeah, they did. They parted ways. You know, that Barkley said with black coaches. They get fired, but the white ones, they part ways.
Man, we watching the game, they got fired. He got fired.
They told
you gone. You can leave
on your own, or we gonna fire
you. Okay.
He said, I'm gone.
We're gonna shift gears again. The Utah and the Memphis, did y'all feel like John Morant cemented his superstardom? And I'm gonna tell y'all this.
OJ.
My man, Donovan Mitchell, he's a superstar.
Very much so.
That boy a baller.
Baller, certified.
Certified, he's certified.
He's a baller. Yeah.
Okay, so who we got in the next series?
Utah, and then one of the Clippers in the mail.
Ooh, that's going to be a right. That's going
to
be a series.
Either way, if you get Luka versus Donovan, that's about to be a show.
Yeah,
that's almost similar to him and Murray last year. And if you get the Clippers, I think the Clippers will take them out. But it's still going to be a good series.
It's gonna be 6-7 games.
But it'll be 6. I'm going to give it 6 because I don't think the Jazz had a people to be able to guard the Clippers. You see what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
And I feel like the Clippers kind of got the limp. Yeah. But if the Clippers go in there trying to take them boys light, they're going to go down early because you don't come in Utah and win if you don't take them
seriously. They got a whole lot of brothers out there now, too, though.
Joe Ingles, number one three-point shooter in the NBA this
year.
And they wanted even though the Clippers was like number one, the Jazz was one of the best three-point shooting teams all year. Mm-hmm. Like, they got snipers around Donovan and then Gobert inside. He's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he a problem.
Because you can't just go inside without that tall motherfucker.
Yeah, he going to slap her.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to shift right on along to...
And John Morant is a star.
John Morant a star?
Yes, and he has superstar potential. Fredo,
I was telling
real
you.
Real talk.
This dude, he from South Carolina. Uh-huh. Now, they say he's 6'2". I give him quantity.
So, J. Morant?
John Morant.
Yeah,
John Morant. I think he quantity.
I'm
6'2". He'll come in there with his... Just like that and dunking on you.
Man,
like
you lying?
Quan 6'2" and he'll dunk on you.
Mike, would he do that? Mike.
Hey.
He'll come in there like that and dunk it on top of him. Yes, sir.
Hey, Quan's heart 6'2". I'm trying to tell you, bless his heart.
Yeah.
People don't realize if they don't watch basketball. John Morant had a triple-double in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir.
To beat a Big East team.
Did him and Zion and all of them come out at the same time? Yeah, I remember that.
They played
from a little town called...
And Sexton. My boy, I can't remember his
Colin
first name.
Colin Sexton. Yeah.
Yeah, they all came out.
I was hoping that the Pelicans got picked one and picked two. But I wanted Zion and Ja to play together because that would have been crazy for the NBA. That would have been for cert. But it would have been better if it could have happened in Memphis. But, you know, they ain't had two picks. So.
What was y'all thoughts on the Brooklyn... And Brooklyn, who they play? We ain't even going to talk about that. Milwaukee Bucks. What did y'all think about that game yesterday? Did y'all watch it?
Yep. All I can say is Kevin, Kyrie.
that Milwaukee looked rusty from not playing in a week because they couldn't hit a three-pointer. I mean, they had many, many opportunities wide open threes. And they were like 4-for-23 from three.
Fuck a Boston fan.
And they were one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. And they couldn't hit nothing last night.
Now, back to Boston, though.
Boston fan.
Did they let go of Brad Stevens, or he going to be the coach?
He moved up.
He going to be coach, too?
No, the GM.
Oh, the GM. Mm. So they looking for a coach.
Right.
Oh, we got a coach right here for y'all. We got two right here. Cincinnati head coach. Y'all can decide. Mike and Kwan can be y'all's coach.
Co-head,
you know
coach.
What I'm saying? Me and Fino, we just hang on.
We hang on. We there to smack motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Look, and I'm going to tell you like this. We're going to straighten up, boss.
We're going to straighten them up.
You got a problem with Kyrie stepping on the logo? Stop him.
Oh.
You don't stop him and you let him go crazy like that, he get to keep dancing on the leprechaun.
What did y'all think about that when he stomped on it? He did the A-Town stomp on it.
Hey, if you go in there and you handle your business, that you feel me? You don't want him to do it? Stop him. Same way, you don't want somebody to score or stop him from celebrating when they score a touchdown?
This is competition.
Right.
This is rivalry. This is what you do when you compete. So, you know what I mean? Don't get so much in your feelings when y'all, they like to throw stuff at people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're supposed to be grown men.
So, what did y'all think about the fans, how they've been acting as far as throwing the water ball?
They act like
what Kyrie did was warranted.
Yeah.
What Kyrie did was warranted. I mean, you know, it's all up, well, whatever.
In the heat of the game, it's the emotions. It's in the heat of the game. Like
just like how LeBron did, she want to shake hands. Everybody, when you're sports, brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, it do.
It do. It brings out the child in you.
Nobody.
Competitiveness brings out the child in you. Losing will make you.
Look, and y'all know we don't even get paid for it, but you go to a park or something somewhere, you know, games get like that too.
Really? Yeah.
Because as a man, you know, that's competition. And like Mike said, don't nobody like to lose.
And like you say, and if you take the money out of it, people will still play sports because they love sports.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so competitive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it can get violent because, you know, you're putting your emotions in it, you're putting everything you got into this right here. And
so what did you think about the dude who spit at Trae Young at the game?
He better be glad he didn't see him because he would have been warranted to go in and stand and beat
Trae,
his
ass. Hey, shout out
that
to
was the, in the garden,
shout
too.
Out to,
yeah,
shout
that
out
was
to,
in the garden.
Shout out to his teammate because he was turned up on him before Trae even realized what was going on.
I didn't even see it.
You didn't see the young white dude had the plaque, had plaques in his head or something.
Oh, I
he's
see.
He sick. Was that a no? That was Kyrie. That was the joint with Kyrie when they threw the ball at Kyrie. He's just been crazy. Yeah. But,
and then the one threw popcorn on Westbrook's head. Yeah. What
Westbrook lost?
Yeah, he lost.
He was literally about to go in there.
Hey, it was like in the 2000s when what's his name, climbed up in that in the bleachers.
Yeah, they climbed up in there.
Man,
they went at
Philadelphia is known for that.
Yep, they
are. Who was the Palace in the Palace?
No, but Philadelphia fans are known for that.
Yeah,
they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yep.
They what?
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
They cheered when
they got a jail. In the Philadelphia Stadium.
It was in the old one.
Well, in the old stadium. Yeah, they had a jail in there. You saying that I watched that game. When they hurt Michael Irvin, they booed. Look, Michael Irvin came. This is famous play. First part of the game, Michael Irvin going to go about 3 yards. He going to do the slam. He did 3 yards, 1 o'clock, pop! That was his last play as a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, and they
was cheering. They had to call Michael Irvin on, man.
You know, that's why I say, like, you know, I don't like the Ravens and I don't like Ray Lewis, but I would never cheer when a man get hurt like that or just get hurt like that and he's out for the season. Now, there's a difference if somebody getting knocked out for a game and it's like, you know, but like somebody like that and you cheer, like, that's just crazy.
People will die for their team. You know,
but that's
fight
a human,
for their teams.
But that's
a
whole
like
human
crazy.
Life, though. Like, that's bigger than
it's crazy.
The actual game, though, for real.
It's like, what?
A lot of it is though. You're correct. 100% correct.
That's why they got mad at Kyrie, because he said while he was in that it was
racism.
But
it's crazy how he said
that.
Kevin Garnett said
that it was racism in Boston like that.
So who said that?
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett.
In the history of the Boston Celtics with the most titles is Bill Russell.
Yeah.
He hate Boston so much he went as far as he could go in the United States. He live in the actual state of Washington now.
He hates
Boston. Yes. You can go look that up and check it. Bill Russell hates Boston because back then they used to get the least attendance of all the sports teams, and they would ask why, and it was because of they had too many black people.
Yeah, he was the first black head coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
And player.
Yeah.
And still couldn't get respect, winning 11 titles.
Yeah, he couldn't even stay in the same...
The life of a black man.
Yeah,
back in them days, too.
Yep. Like,
I mean,
crazy.
I can't even say back in them days. Even now, it's like that, man. Yeah. A black man is still considered a boy, even at 80 years old, in the South. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all over the world, it seemed like. This shit is just crazy.
But so, moving on. We're going to shift gears to this one right here, and then we're going to end it. What do y'all think? Who y'all got in this series? Y'all got Atlanta or y'all got Philly?
I got Atlanta in six games.
Six? You got Atlanta in six?
I think Philly gonna pull it off in six. This game is not looking good. I think they gonna get Doc Rivers gonna go back to the drawing board. They gonna come out better next game. But if they don't get it together, they in trouble.
Man, I agree with that, but I don't think they gonna win in the ATL. I think them boys got something for them. I think Ice Tray feeling it, and to me, Embiid, I'm not confident enough with him being healthy because he stayed hurt.
Yeah. Like, that could change everything.
Yeah.
Embiid is not the Embiid from a couple years ago. Yeah.
If he's on the court, he's a problem.
Right, it's just he can't consistently stay on the court.
That health shit plays a part.
Yeah, it plays a part.
Hey, what Doc Rivers might have to do is go ahead and put all that size Ben Simmons got and start muscling around.
I'm gonna go with Atlanta.
Might have to.
I'm gonna go with Atlanta because I think I think like you say, Ice Tray bringing a whole damn new kind of motherfucking vibe to Atlanta, man. So you know that kind of energy will take you to the top because you're gonna keep on going.
Okay.
You're gonna stay humble.
What most series?
Who?
Phoenix and Denver. That's going to be a
exciting
series right there.
Yeah. So who you got?
Phoenix in the end.
Phoenix in the end?
Yeah. Devin Booker is going to put on another show. Chris Paul, he showed his heart with what he done.
Uh-huh.
He's a general. He may not put up a lot of points, but him being on the court keeps them together.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard.
Who you got?
They got home court, too, so.
It's going to be a 7-game series.
Seven?
And it hinges on one thing.
What's it, 7 games?
CP3. Does he stay healthy or not? If he stays healthy, I think they will win the 7 games.
You get an edge to them.
Yup. If he is hurt, the Nuggets will win that game.
If Murray was there, that could be a different
score. Yeah.
If Murray was
there,
for real, if Murray was on the Nuggets, they might just go to the finals this year because they get a Clippers some issues because they got nobody to guard.
Wait a minute. You talk about the Clippers like they going to win today. I already told you, Doncic going to drop 50.
Okay, but look.
Today.
Look, and I'm telling you, if he do that, the Mavs might mess around and go to the finals, though, real talk. The Mavs is a problem.
I know they is. They got young boys.
Exactly.
They got young boys.
And Luka is there, and he can show up on the road. And anytime you can show up on the road, that means they got a chance to start the series off and go steal a game. They get a game. They just got to figure out how to win at home now.
We're going to wrap it up. Go ahead, Fino.
You already know what it is, man. We live in the Sports Den with Mike and Quan. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's get it.
Right. Best podcast in the world.
In the motherfucking world, bitch! Hey, what's up? What's up? We back. This part two. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. And we got to talk about this hot ass music in these streets. You hear me? We got to talk about what's going on right now, man. You know, this is a section that. This the one right here, so let's get it, man. What we listening to, man?
One is The Off Season by J. Cole.
Crazy.
What you got? What y'all got on that? I'm going to let y'all start it off.
I think from the intro to the end. Damn near from the intro to the end. I like the intro crazy. We just not seen that. That Pride is the Devil.
With Lil Baby?
Yeah. That's a hard one, man. That's a hard one.
What you got, Quan? What you say?
Album is crazy.
What's your top songs on that jump?
The 95 South.
I got about 95
South. Yeah, that's a hit.
Man, that's
a hit?
Applying Pressure, the Amari, My Life, and then the Interlude. And then was my top five from it.
On my jams on that joint, I like My Life with 21 Savage and Moray. Pride is the Devil. I think it got a hold on me. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I wanted to put it on there.
That shit real, though.
Yeah, it's real.
That pride, he talk about it in the song. That pride of had you.
Yeah.
That pride of had you so fucked up where you'll miss blessings.
Yes.
You'll miss everything that you know.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you can throw your life away for it.
For your pride, for foolish pride.
Yeah.
People do dumb things over pride.
It's good to have pride, but you got to know when.
You got to know the common sense of when to do what you need to do.
When to just
let some shit slide.
Some shit you just got to let go.
Because you got to realize that your family is the biggest thing. And you can't be giving your family away for foolishness.
Like,
just because of your pride or whatever.
Worry about what a motherfucker going to say. Yeah. How a motherfucker going to feel about you. What they going to, such and such. You get that shit out. Yeah, man. J. Cole really be hitting you with that game.
He do.
And then I got the Interlude, the Climb Back, Closed, and Hung on Hillside. The Jones.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let it go play all the way through. Just let it play through.
So, you know, everybody go out there and pick it up.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to go right into it.
I like the fact that he put that boy Moray on there.
And that's he's from his whole thing.
Hey, shout out to my boy Kiki, man. He from Vietnam, too. So, you know, big up, my gangster.
And then we got the Lil Baby. He's down with
the Lil Durk.
Yeah,
he's Smirky
down with, yo. He's down with the with the 4PF. That's Four Pockets Full.
Four pockets full of racks.
And then you got Lil Durk with the OTF. That's only the family.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? And the name of the album is The Voice of the Heroes. Yeah. Because Lil Durk is the voice.
Yeah,
and Lil Baby is the hero. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think about that album?
Another banger. You can just sit there and
let that bitch slide, man.
Real talk.
Let that bitch slide.
So what's your standout track?
Steel Hood is my favorite track on there.
Okay.
The Still Running, the one with him and Meek, when the one with Meek on the track too.
Yeah.
The Rich Off Pain.
Okay.
The Rod Wave.
Okay.
The Voice of the Heroes, the intro.
Yeah.
And then I fuck with the How It Feels. And then the other one I really fuck with too is the what's the name of that joke? The Man. I think it's Man of My Word.
Yeah, Man of My Word.
Yeah, that's Jank too.
Yeah.
Them my top. I gotta put that in there. So you feel me? Them the top songs for me off the Jank, but I still let it rock.
I ain't really had a chance to check the tape out yet, but I mean, from personally, I ain't heard a rapper do what Lil Baby done did
in a
long time. I mean, when all this shit is going on in the world with social injustice and cops killing niggas and shit left and right, he was like one of the main voices and still out there standing with the on this shit to this day. So it's like he gets mad respect for me for that. You know what I mean? Just like he ain't just rapping about the shit. He's stepping on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So big respect to Lil Baby for that. And you know, Dirk just been hot since. Fuck. It ain't Dirk been hot. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He an acquired taste for some though.
Yeah.
Definitely.
See, I rock with him because he do. Like, he do some hard shit, but he do, like, the shit you can just vibe to as well. Like,
he can be multifaceted.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, he got different ways to hit you with shit.
Baby, and Lil Baby is the hottest out right now, too, in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, my standout tracks was Man of My Word, Medical, How It Feel. I like the video, How It Feel. They on top of the building throwing money. I like that in the hood. I like that joke.
Yeah.
Then he got Voice of the Heroes.
Yep.
He got, oh, that's the one. Well, I like both videos. He got a video for that. And then they got a video for the Every Chance I Get with the DJ Khaled. What y'all think about that one on that album?
That
one.
Oh my lord, that's
Khaled
shit was crazy
a genius.
Too.
Motherfuckers don't say
like,
it. Motherfuckers won't give it to Khaled. They won't say it.
Look,
I'ma say Khaled is a smart motherfucker, man.
Yeah. He is, cause he be on all of these tracks, don't really be on there, but like saying a little bit here and there and be having the bangers though, cause he gonna give you the perfect beat for the people that need to be on the track.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, he know exactly how to make it.
He knows music. You know, he came up on he come up on the Wyclef and all them niggas and shit. You gotta know something. He's a DJ.
Yeah.
From Miami.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, that boy knows some shit.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm fucking with him. Definitely.
You messing with him, Vito?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I hadn't had a chance to check out that tape yet as a whole. Probably heard one song on Sirius yesterday because, you know, that shit it just dropped. The Sirius gonna play that shit. But I ain't had a chance to check it out.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna throw no bad stars on it or nothing. I ain't checked it out, but I know it's hot. I know that shit hard because you know they leading right now.
Yeah. We're gonna shift gears right here and get right into it. After much debate, Nicki Minaj finally takes the last spot in Rap Caviar 2010 Rap Mount Rushmore, and other three people on there is Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. What's y'all's thoughts?
I think...
What the fuck? Oh, no. Oh, shit. I like it. I talked to my brother the other day on the phone, and I said, you know, the J. Cole part could possibly be disputed. I'm going to say that. Now, J. Cole is on the Mount Rushmore of the 2010s.
Yeah, 2010.
Because of right now. That shit that he's doing now is compared. But he did drop the album a few years ago. A couple years ago. But this is still. I can't say. I would put Future there before I put J. Cole. I'm sorry. Because Future has had niggas dancing and going crazy since 2011. Still doing it. He dropped some shit. Quan, you know, hey.
Look.
That's how I feel. You know what I mean? I like J. Cole.
Yeah.
But consistent, why J. Cole done had breaks. He'll tell you. He done chill. Fuck, I need to get my shit.
But when he dropped, automatically,
Future helped.
Every time.
Future helped.
Every time is going to flame it. It's gonna be lyrical. It's gonna be what you need to hear. It ain't gonna be no BS. It ain't gonna be no bullshit. You know that's really some real shit. And
Future don't be talking about shit. Future don't be talking about a motherfucking thing. No, on
just a hard ass beat.
He just have a hard ass beat.
Hard ass beat. And riding that bitch smooth.
And he say the shit that you want to say when you're drunk. All right, you feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I give J. Cole is a motherfucking lyricist, and I love it. Consistent wise, J. Cole ain't been there. You feel what I'm saying? Future has been there fueling the fucking opioid addiction. That's what the fucking
exactly.
Like, you know that nigga been lit.
I ain't gonna give him a positive for that.
Okay,
I'm gonna give him a negative.
Bet, you know what I'm saying? Bet, especially
seeing the fact that he don't even do it no more. You see what I'm saying?
He said that he don't even fucking...
Right.
He said sometimes he get tired of his life.
Yeah.
He get tired of the life that he got. But, you know, J. Cole deserves to be up there for the awareness and the shit that he is doing. I just feel like it's a little argument. But Nicki definitely deserves to be up there.
And see, mine, when I had originally seen it, I thought personally that Meek should be in front of Nick until I went back and had to do a little bit more research and looking into it and looking
how long.
You
thought Meek should be in front of Nick?
I did.
I asked you about that too, Vino. You remember I asked you about Meek?
I did at first.
And yeah.
Then when I asked you about Meek.
I was like, damn, no, I'm tripping. Like, no, it's definitely got to be Nick. So I actually like the four that they got on there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I do.
Because I ain't going to lie to you. When I went back and started listening to some of their music and just looking at some of the shit, I was like, damn, I'm tripping. I forgot some of the shit Nick done dropped and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know that.
But Meek hard too, though.
Because look, we in 2021. We talking about 2010. We was out here doing our thing in 2010, but you tend to forget shit. So you have to go back and check out bodies of work and be like, yo, I remember how that, when that shit dropped, I remember the club crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that type of shit. So, Kendrick Lamar. He gonna forever be a great artist to me because of the shit he did at the BET Awards when he came out with the shackles on. And he was just talking about being black. That's it. So,
okay, Mike, you got it? Would you put your boy Big Crit up there on the rap?
No comment.
No comment?
They ain't even listen to what he's saying, so
He's better lyricist than most of the people they're talking about. He is though, for real.
Okay.
He just doesn't get the publicity.
But his lyrics
and what he says is better than anybody.
You know what we're gonna do?
I ain't gonna cap to you. He's definitely one of the best lyricists.
Big Crit
there.
Is and a motherfucker
about him a lot of the time
but
for real.
You can't put him on the rap more because he hasn't got the shine and the love from the
Yeah, they've got. But you're perfectly correct.
But
his lyrics, if you sit down and listen to it, are better than all of them, in my opinion.
I'm a big. I like his lyrics too.
What he said, if you listen to it, his lyrics are better than all four of them that's on that list. But he ain't got the shine they got because he's down in Mississippi.
I like Big Crit, but I also I loved Lil Boosie when he came out.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is the voice of my generation. You know what I mean?
Boosie got love,
but. Boosie did a lot of shit, and people would probably say he need to be on Rushmore.
Yeah.
Crit ain't never got, you don't hear nothing about him. Good or bad, that's the problem. He just makes his music and then he goes on about his business.
You're right, though, because I completely forgot about him and I'm over here spitting about lyrics and Crit definitely is.
King remembered in time.
Boom.
he's got a song called Bury Me in Gold. And he said he wants to give it to the Lord in case his soul was forsaken. He wants to be buried with gold so when he gets to heaven, he can give it to the Lord.
I think that rap music was funded on gangster rap. And even though we conscious or whatever, that's not going to be the shit that's going to get to play.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with it.
The rap game is now ran by the folks, the white folks.
There you go. That's the issue. The music used to make you want to move.
Damn right.
Now they didn't switch it up because the white folks then got in.
Yeah.
They want the killing shit pushed.
That's the agenda.
That's why you don't hear music.
That's
make
why
you
won't hear
a
Crit.
No more,
that's why you
right?
won't hear a Crit. That's
go,
why you won't hear.
You go down deep in the South, you hear him everywhere.
You do.
But listen.
But you don't hear him. I know why.
We're talking about hip hop, rap, right. gangster rap, what we grew into loving
right.
and listening to the radio and all that shit, that's not what they're pushing.
Mm-mm.
I love everything. You know, I love Crit. I love, you know, we all love the same shit.
Because you turned me on to him, really.
we love cinematic all the same shit. I'm from the South.
Yeah.
I love down South music.
Yeah.
They don't want us to party no more. They want
they
you to party.
No more.
They want you to party. They want you to go to the club and go see this artist
yep.
that's putting out this crazy ass music so the shit can get shot up.
Yep.
And the artists can continue to make music because they got this hype about it. Or they got this artist that goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Versus they used to want to not get an artist who was going to go to jail.
Correct.
Because they didn't know if they could, you know, make right. money with them. But now they know mm-hmm. that your life being in jeopardy.
Exactly.
When Honeycomb Brazier get out, now he's already signed to fucking Jay Prince now. They going to take care of him. He good.
Hey, but we're going to end it off with this.
There we go.
We're going to come back to this. We're going to always do the music.
Oh, this lit. So, man, we got to think a name for this, man. Y'all let us know what the name for this shit right here should be.
That's right.
We're going to come up with it. If not, y'all got it.
So
drop
this
some
was,
comments. Drop some comments on what yep. you think.
Yeah, hell drop yeah. some comments on what you think.
You so already this know.
Is music with all of us.
With motherfucking Fino. Quan, yes, Mike, sir. OG Rook.
Yeah.
And this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's get at. All right.
This is crazy how they is about to give this game.
Hey, what's up? What's up? You know what this is? This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We in the South Side. It's hot outside. So you know what that means. We outside.
That's right. That's what we do. Right? This is what we do right
Gotta
here.
Stay in touch with the streets. That's Gotta right. stay in touch with outside. So, you know, we out here doing our thing, just trying to turn up and shit. So, OG, what you got going on with you today, though, man? How you been?
Man, I'm good, man. My mental health is good. I'm looking good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Feeling
what about
great.
Yourself, Fino the G?
Feeling great.
AKA Jeff Knight.
Jeff Knight, nigga. Watch out for that Jeff Knight album. So, believe that shit, man. Kicking shit, man. We just doing what we do.
Okay.
You know,
some
cool
for you.
Shit.
I want to say happy belated birthday, rest in power, to Breonna Taylor. Yesterday would have been her 28th birthday.
Sad, man.
Yeah, it is.
Sad.
You know what I'm saying?
Sad.
But we're going to continue to mash for you.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody out there, just be safe out there. We just want everybody to be safe.
You got to be on your shit, man.
Be on your toes.
Stay on your right, stay on your left.
Yeah.
Behind your back, all that shit, man. You know, just stay aware. Make sure you stay on yours, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Definitely.
But we're going to jump right into it. Because we be riding high.
And looking low with Rook. Hey. We riding high. And looking low with Rook. Hey, bitch. Come on, man. This shit don't stop. Just we outside. We outside. We turn up just a little bit more.
Yeah. Come on, man. Alright.
Go.
Hey, this what I want all y'all truckers to know. It's getting hot out here. And what I want y'all to know, check your tires out. Do
Got
that
to.
Pre-trip inspection. You know why? Because I know y'all rolling with them recaps. Rook, what's a recap?
What's a recap, Rook?
A recap is just you got a recap tire. That means it ain't no brand new
ain't
tire.
Ain't brand new.
You taking a little bit of this tire, a little bit of that tire, you got a recap.
Oh, that hoe been tampered with.
Yeah, that's right. It's a reformulated tire right there for y'all.
Yeah,
and what that thing
with.
Do, it's got glue on it. It ain't feeling good.
That's
but
crazy.
With that hot road right there, guess what it do?
Boom!
That's what.
Hey, yeah, ducky. Hey, yeah, ducky. Who the hell is that?
And you know what? You had them lizards right there on the road. What's a lizard, bro?
What's a lizard?
What's a lizard,
OG?
That's when you see them little tires laying on the road like that. Man, what's that up in the road?
That should have tear your car to pieces.
It'll tear.
Run over if you want to. Hey,
it'll tear your car, slam up. So, to all you truck drivers, check your top. Make sure the AC work.
Yo.
I ain't driving nobody's truck. The AC ain't work.
That AC
means
ain't
check it.
The AC ain't
Make
right.
Make sure you're cooling right.
As hot
the
as it
free
is.
On.
Hot as it is today. It's damn near 90 degree weather.
You better have AC.
You ain't got no free on in your car. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
You hear me?
So all you truck drivers.
Tighten up, man.
It's called a gator. That's what it is.
You said the lizard.
Yeah, I
said
a lizard.
It's not a lizard.
It's not a lizard. It's a gator.
That hoe called the gator.
Yeah. It's just like an alligator.
Yeah.
But it's a gator from the tie.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all be watching on the road for people stopped on side the road and all that kind of stuff. Everybody out there just be safe.
It's going down,
you
man.
Know what
you
saying?
Know,
and that was just a little bit of
riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey, 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 bitch.
And we're going to go right up into it. We got some everyday ish with you. What you got?
Some everyday shit with me, man. Appreciate and love your family.
Woo.
Don't pour nothing into nobody that ain't willing to fill your motherfucking cup up to.
Oh,
you understand me? I just want to give a big shout out to my family. Big shout out to my little cousin Anaya. Big shout out to my little cousin Kaden. Mm-hmm. About to start as a freshman in high school. My little cousin Anaya, man, she about to start as a freshman at the A&T University.
Yo, Aggie come on. Pride.
Aggie Pride.
What y'all know about that from Greensboro, North Carolina?
Damn right, man. So you know, just determination. I think that my kinfo really made me think of some everyday shit. Like, as long as you stay determined and you stay focused on what you got going on, and no matter what come at you, no matter what get thrown at you, and still excel, rise above that shit and hit what you hit and get what you get, yeah, it's all about the determination and the motivation.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. That's some everyday shit with me. But back to the one more thing before we end on the everyday shit with me is make sure you are not pouring nothing into nobody that ain't willing to fill your tank, my nigga.
Ooh.
Fill your cup up. What I mean by that is, if you're constantly motivating, and when it comes time for you to need to be motivated and nobody around, you make sure you pay attention to that shit. That shit ain't just something that you like, damn, why ain't nobody? Nah, because you might be doing too much, and the people you got around you might not be willing to do and go as far for you as you are for them. So, you know, that's some everyday shit with me. Me and my brother, this damn near 20-year relationship right here.
That's what it is.
You know how many times me and him had arguments, bumps in the road? bumping heads, any of that shit?
Hey, look, but what he trying to say is, be mad about when you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Come back and talk. That's all you had to do.
All we have to do is talk about shit.
Communication.
You know what I mean? Communication is key. If you ain't communicate what you're doing,
that's right.
You're losing. So
as black men, we gotta communicate. We can nip all that stuff in the bud. It's just a little minor, you know.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Just
a little setback shit. Some shit you gotta talk about. So you already know what it is, man. This is some everyday shit with Fino the G. And you know, that's how we move. Let's go. Three times.
Alright. And then we're gonna jump right into Black Fang.
Alright. Hey, you know what this is, man. We outside, south side, we outside. It's so hot out here, but we here.
And we got black facts,
black
y'all.
Black facts, y'all.
What kind of black facts you got?
We still hitting it forward with. My black facts for the day. You got to hit them with the black facts, OG, because right now my black facts is lacking, man. I can't keep my eyes focused on my screen for watching the road. So you got to hit them with the black facts first. If you ain't ready.
I got the black facts.
You stay ready.
Yeah, we got the black facts. In 1959, police were called to a segregated library when a black 9-year-old boy tried to check out books. He was refused. Wait a minute. A black 9-year-old boy trying to check out books refused to leave after being told the library was not for black people.
Nine years old.
The boy, Ronald Manel, went on to get a PhD in physics from MIT and became an astronaut. The library that refused to lend him books is now named after him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Hey, but we're going to do it like this. Ronald Edwin McNair was born October the 21st, 1951. He was a American NASA astronaut and a physicist. He died during the launch of the Space Shuttle Challenger on mission STS-5T-L, in which he was serving as one of the three mission specialists in a crew of seven.
Damn.
And this is prior to the Challenger disaster, he flew as a mission specialist on STS-41-B aboard Challenger from February the 3rd to February 11th, 1984, becoming the second African-American to fly in space.
Damn, that's amazing, man. Hey, say his name one more time, man.
His name was Ronald Irwin McNair.
Got a salute. Gotta salute that, man. You know, they make men every day. You know what I mean? tough guys. Allergies hitting you. Allergies hitting you. They're probably getting that throat.
Got in my throat. Hey,
Southside, we outside. Believe that. But to be like a young black man in them times, man, you know how much fucking adversity he had to face?
Yeah, that was 1959 when he was 50, nine.
When he was nine. And he
wrote, so he was born in 1950.
So check it out. He was at 9 years old, he wouldn't leave the library.
No.
Come on, man. You ain't going to deny. It's like they had this shit set in place saying that you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. But it was some stand-up men back in the day, even as kids.
Yeah.
Stand-up spirits that was like, fuck that. I ain't leaving. I ain't going nowhere.
And this is the last fact we got for y'all. Just a little bit. This we're going to touch on Black Wall Street.
Oh, man. Tulsa.
You know what I'm saying? The Tulsa Race Massacre took place on May 31st. And through June the 1st, 1921, where mobs of white residents.
Let me get that, because, yeah, I know you ain't choked up. Okay, it took place on May 31st, June 1st, 1921, when mobs of white residents, many of them deputized and given weapons by city officials, attacked black residents and destroyed homes and businesses of the Greenwood District. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, U.S., alternatively known as the Tulsa Race Riot or the Black Wall Street Massacre, the event is among the single worst incidents of racial violence in American history. The attacks carried out on ground and on private aircraft burned and destroyed more than 35 square blocks of the neighborhood, at the time the wealthiest black community in the United States. Let me run that back one more time before I finish that. The attacks carried out on the ground. The attacks carried out on the ground.
That's cool. It went out.
Yeah, it did go out.
So, but okay. You got it in.
Yeah, I got it in. We got that in there. So, you know, you already know these is black facts, and this is everyday life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go.
Hey, sure.
You know what this is, man. We up in the spot. This is everyday life with Rook and
Fino. What's going on?
Hey, look, we're at 1237 Martinsville, Virginia, home of VA Soul Zones. These the homies right here. Let me get a round of applause for them with your hands up. You already know. The only spot in the city, I think in the 276 period, that got this. Like, you thought you weren't going to come to our city and not be able to find no gear, not get fly, not get right. Cut it the fuck out, man. Mm-hmm. It's the hub, man.
Yeah.
It's what we do, man. Hey, man, introduce the people to yourself, man. You know what I mean? Real quick, let them know who you with.
I'm JJ, part owner of Soul Zone.
Yeah.
And I'm Hunter, the other owner of Soul Zone.
JJ and Hunter Soul Zones, man. We appreciate y'all letting us in y'all's humble abode of business. Yes. You feel what I'm saying? And they have paid their bill because the air running good as hell in here. It's hot as shit outside. And it's perfect in here, man. So, you know, just want to jump right into it. OG, you got anything for him? You want me to kick it off? How we move?
However you want to do it for you. You feel like you ready to jump?
Jump. I'm going to jump. Okay, look, I want to ask you. What's the biggest purchase that somebody's done in your store? Being that we from a micropolitan area, a small city, and we got quite a nice bag of money on this wall.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's
like for no suckers.
We had, what was it, 17 pairs? Someone bought 17 pairs one time?
17 pairs.
Yeah. It was around 6,000.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
6,000. You heard it.
6K.
That's right.
You better believe that, man. That's crazy. That's some wild shit. So
good day.
Hey, look, I'm about to say at the end of that, you probably like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We good the rest of the day. Call El Paraz and say, hey, Jose, make one of them drinks over there, my boy. Damn right, man. I see y'all staying with independent artists, designers, makers, and I said, what makes you make a lane? What made you want to make a lane for local artists and not being from a big city and, you know, trying to get y'all shit off the ground and then still help a local artist out? What made y'all want to make that lane?
Man, pretty much just trying to support everybody, man. Just try to hit everybody.
Definitely.
Want everybody to eat. Yeah. It's so much money out here. And a lot of people, like, with their own clothing brand, got, like, their circle and shops with them. But, like, the people that make it go up is the people don't even know who they are.
Exactly. That's right. So, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Like, if you don't even know who the people are and it catches your eye. I mean,
some of your best plays come from a stranger. Yeah. You might have something going on. You'd be like, yo, I got this.
Yeah.
And they won't even jump.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nowhere else around to, like, physically show their stuff off. So
definitely,
you know, it's everybody's looking for a fit.
So. Yo, like yo, I gotta take my hat off to y'all for that, man. Big salute to that. What made y'all want to get into the business of shoes? Cause it's a big business right now, like that shit's booming, and you are the only ones in your city. Like we used to have a shoe store, we used to have a mall. You know what I mean? We had a Foot Locker, many moons ago.
Yeah,
but these are the only, just the only place in our city to get shoes, official shoes. So
I just been around shoes all my life, man. Ever since I came out the womb.
Like, okay.
Oh, damn, been around sneakerhead since a baby.
Yeah, since a baby.
I just love sneakers.
Yeah.
Him, it's a hobby. Yeah. Hobby turned into hoarding. Hoarding. Profit was there.
You don't be hoarding, do you?
That's rough.
Buffalo. Definitely. I guess when you got a lot of shoes and shit like that, it do make you like a hoarder.
That's
crazy.
It gets out of hand sometimes.
So would you consider what y'all do is like sneaker digging? Like, you know what I'm saying? Have you found the shoe you've been looking for? How long have you been looking for? What is the shoe?
I've been looking for this one shoe, the Air Max 1 Chlorophyll. I've been looking for that shoe probably 6-7 years now. Nah, I can't find it.
And what's so special about it?
It was a collab, so it's not really like easy to get your hands on. It's kind of rare.
Give me a
So like with Air Maxes over time, their air bubble gets a little, I guess you say hard, so they might pop. So it's kind of hard to find shoes in good condition, like Air Max, with the Air Max bubble, through a distance of time because it's an older shoe.
Okay.
So it's hard to find that shoe wearable for a decent price because they're like anywhere from $1,200 to $2,000.
Damn.
Man, shoes is big, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you get through wearing your shoes, do you put them back in the box and clean them, or do you just put them under your bed?
I wear them.
So. Oh, so you don't wrap them back up?
No, they'll go back in the box, but I don't care about cleaning them.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't cleaning them?
Yeah, he's gonna buy them some more.
Oh, okay.
Shoes gonna buy them some more.
Okay, all right. So, do you have any shoe that they just a collect item? Like, I ain't wearing these.
I got some, but I do wear them.
Oh, okay. You got them, but you do wear them.
Yeah, yeah. So you like, you.
Yeah, they wear stuff. Yeah,
you going to sit it up on the shelf?
No, man, I'm about the money, man.
Definitely. So, he said, I'm wearing this shit. Like, yo,
I'm wearing it. Here, I'm trying to sell mine.
Okay.
Hey, Cud, what you got on your feet today? I don't know if the people can see it. I don't think the people can see it.
Oh, yeah, he got it.
The most comfortable slide in the world.
And what's it?
The Yeezy slide.
And how much them Yeezys running for?
Retail is $55. Yeah. Resale.
What do you mean, $55?
$55. Resale $200 to $500.
And what size do y'all got them in?
We have a full size on the way.
Oh, so, and why is it?
Did you say $55?
Yeah, I said $55.
Not $55.
That's what he's saying.
No.
$55?
Retail.
Retail, $55.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
When it come out, $55. But it sells out so fast, that's what pushes them to $250.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's where the price come from.
Yo, just put me on, guys.
Yeah,
think I knew that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, just say that's you tried. Say you tried. You mess around. You looked up and got them for $55. You can bring them to us. We'll buy them for like $200, $220. That's a quick flip.
$150
$150. Oh, so
but just take our button.
Out of here.
So y'all resell too. Tell me what y'all do.
Do you know how much money? Yeah.
That's the name of the business.
What? What is it? What's
we're getting it from, like, when it dropped in Foot Locker.
Okay.
Sells out. Nowhere else to get it.
They the guys that piss everybody off.
Yeah, pretty much.
They
yeah.
the guys that piss pretty everybody much. Off.
Yeah. So y'all up, buying all the shoes up?
Your shit gone.
Wait, nah, I don't
they buying them shit
now.
Up.
I might get one pair and let everybody else get
fuck
it.
Fuck that, Jay.
If you make me mad, I might try to be a butthole.
Yeah. Oh. He said the bag big enough, I will buy the shit up, but I'm trying to let everybody.
Yeah, we're trying to let everybody, you know.
Damn right.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about SneakerCon. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Yeah.
SneakerCon in Dallas, Texas, right?
Yeah, I heard y'all when y'all made it down to Texas.
I drove. He flew.
Okay. Look.
Oh, you flew?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna ask him a question as a truck driver.
Okay.
How did you feel driving 20 hours by yourself? Was you by yourself?
I had a partner.
Yeah.
Was it
truck driver partner?
Oh, you had a drug deal.
Yeah.
You did 10?
I did 6.
Okay.
He did 6.
Yeah.
I finished up the last 4.
So it's 14 out.
16
out. So y'all driving about 80 miles per hour. Got to be.
It's interstate.
So that's in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yo, that's crazy.
16 out.
Salute to you, because I be just thinking about driving from here to there. My damn knees get weak, so that's crazy.
Interstate 20.
That's crazy. So what was it like? What was that experience like? Like, you know, making the sneaker con?
We try to catch every sneaker con that's, you know, close to us.
Yeah. So. Texas, that's not close to us.
Well, yeah. That's the furthest one we've been.
That's
and
dope,
they haven't had it in 2 years, so we said, once, you know, the pandemic hit, we was waiting on it, we said, man, wherever it's at, we didn't care if it was Cali, wherever it was at.
We're going.
Yeah, and then they announced Dallas.
So we took off.
So
is these shoes at SneakerCon, is they the best of best everything, and they got all variety?
It's like a flea market.
It's like a flea market. Yeah. Flea market shoes.
Yeah. You probably got like the top people in like in the shoe industry all in one big building.
Yeah.
So I mean it's probably hundreds and hundreds of store owners like us doing the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah. You got celebrities, athletes, YouTubers, just everybody can think of just walking around.
Just in the spot.
Whole lot of money in there.
It's a big bag up in that motherfucker. I believe that. Yeah. I believe that, man. Anything else you got for them, I'm just sitting here like,
hey, what shoe is the shoe that everybody want?
Yeah, the one
that you know.
You can't.
That's it. Is this new? This the new one?
Is that the one? Is that
a little bit?
And what is that shoe? What's that shoe?
That's what it is, the what the 5. So what it is, it's the Jordan 5.
Yeah.
But it's all the 5s combined into this shoe. So all the 5s that came out, like the Jordan 5s, it's all in this shoe. See how it's got like the yellow ones, got red.
That's the match to that, right?
Yeah, that's the match to that.
The right shoe is.
But it's all the 5s put together.
This one.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's a nice ass shoe. Jordan
I don't think we.
And how much is that shoe?
Right? How much does this pair of shoes go for?
$300.
That's new.
But like
you
said, when you go used, it's
This is 260
used.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's like
you
said, it's different.
Okay, and then you know what the question is?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know if we ain't getting no knockoff?
Man.
How do we know?
The way we pretty much the ones checking.
Right.
So, like we say, we stand behind everything that's in this store.
I mean, but tell a person who don't know, who just like, what we looking for?
Box
for quality.
Yeah.
It's pretty firm. Yeah. Label is the biggest giveaway. You got stitching, you got the smell, you got the weight.
Yeah, it's a
color preferences.
Damn right.
So have you ever got gap?
Yeah, it's going to come to everybody.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all
right,
so we
shouldn't feel late.
They're
so deep out there.
Any billion dollar? This is a big
billion dollar business. Yes.
They're going to, you're going to stay up day and night to try to infiltrate a way to,
get
that bag. So, you know, definitely, you know, it's everything in the world. It's like,
it's a hustle, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hustle, okay.
So, definitely, hell yeah, you got to be on it. You got to be on it, though.
The knockoff industry is bigger than the actual.
But like I said,
do you hear what he said? Yeah, yeah.
Say it again.
The knockoff industry is bigger than the actual industry is.
Damn.
Because I mean, Jordan made 20,000 real ones, where the reps, it's like this level, this level, this level, this level, it's a million of them.
It's a hustle.
Like anything that you got, like they're gonna try to make an imitation of that so they can make the bag too.
Like I said, the way I look at it is, people that can't afford this, they don't mind wearing bootlegs and they want to pay $50. They pay $50. I respect it, but I have a problem with it when it comes to being fake and then they charge you $300.
That's
what the problem is.
Yeah, okay.
I know that y'all bought a different flavor to our city because, like I say, nobody else is doing that, man. When I came in this store and I was like, yo, it's like.
What stuck out to you, though?
It's like.
What shoe stuck out to you?
You know what stuck out to me?
What?
The wall. Period. Like, the wall stuck out to me because, like, y'all still can't see everything. Like, y'all not going to be able to see everything yet, but, like, there's a lot of shoes in here. You know
what I mean? But you will see everything.
We're gonna show you, but yeah. For y'all to bring this here to the city and really, like, you know, keep people up on their fly, keep people up on they G shit, you know what I mean? I like I said, I gotta take my hats off to you, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Soul's On is damn number one in my book, and I'm gonna see if I can get some Yeezys for
$55. Is there anything that you wanna tell your customers out there? You know, can you tell us the location and the times?
1237 Virginia Avenue. We're open every Tuesday through Saturday from 12 to 7. We buy, sell, and trade. So if you have shoes you don't want, we'll buy them, trade them to something you want.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's pretty much anywhere, you know, we work around.
We're pretty easy to work with.
That's dope. That's dope.
And I like what you did. Y'all did an Easter egg hunt.
They energy up.
Oh, wait, you know what I'm saying?
Wait forever.
Did you see that? Did you see the Easter egg hunt?
No.
I've been following y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Now, yeah, because look, Rook been the one standing like, yo, Fino, Soul Zone over there, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, bet. I hadn't checked them out. Rook been tapped in with these folks.
Yeah,
so,
oh, yeah.
It ain't me. Like, Rook been tapped in with these folks. Like, I know family. Like, I know family right here, but Rook been tapped in with them.
Because
so.
That's Jeff Harrison. And that's Jeff Harrison. But you know what I'm saying? I love saying that. And there's Hunter Shively right here.
Yeah.
Some of these people. But I just like that they doing things in the community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see.
That's why we here.
Yeah.
That's
I seen him. He got shoes on. This Easter. He said, if somebody finds these shoes, you can have them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all did that?
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Yo.
You come over here.
You definitely got to follow the page because there's something coming out.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm about to tell you.
Yeah, I'm following the page.
Yeah, we never do the same thing. So, like, you got to be on your toilet. Like, we did a couple of times. We have some cheap.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, I think this is literally the last one we got left. But if you had this shirt on one day, we had a shoe hid, like, with the tag turned over. If you got the shirt on.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I'm following the page. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball goal.
Yeah. I seen a girl come in here. He told him, if you hit the shot, you can get such and such off the shot. Guess what she did?
Did she hit the shot?
She hit the shot.
Yeah.
She hit the shot.
She get the money off.
Yeah, she got the money off. Yeah, she did. She was talking. He said, just shoot. Yeah. If you hit it, you know what I'm saying?
You got it.
You missed out about 2 weeks ago? No, it was last week. Had it easy for $25.
I'm late, man.
Yeah, you gotta follow the page.
Hunter already got us right. So I'm late. I'm talking about 55. He said we had something for $25.
Come on, man. They doing things in the community.
Yeah, we're like just trying to
free stuff because I mean not everybody's financially can afford a $400 pair of shoes to wear.
Exactly.
It's good to give.
You're really like, and that's why we here. We appreciate y'all and everything that y'all do, giving back to the community. Shit, you know what I mean? Like that's major.
Yeah.
And like, damn, giveaways.
Yeah, giveaways. You
Easter
know,
egg hunts.
Easter egg hunts. I seen that.
Don't get no bigger than that.
There's too much negativity in the world. You gotta spread a little bit of positive.
Hey, that's what we talking about. That's that gem we was looking for.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, look, man, we ain't trying to rush it out, but we gotta move on, man.
Yeah.
This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, and we are at 1237 Virginia Avenue, the home of VA Soul's Homes.
And wait a minute, do you want to tell them? Do you got a website or anything? Or
there you go. Soul, there you go.
SoulsHomeVA.com. It's updated daily.
Daily.
Stuff is on there every day. Our Instagram is at SoulsHomeVA.
Okay.
Facebook is SoulsHome. Just look for the Z.
That's right.
You know what this is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go. About to take these shoes.
All right, man. Man, we appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
y'all. Y'all boys did great, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank y'all for doing it.
No problem, man.
Y'all boys did great.
No problem.